Shabbos, Perek Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Base, 23:2. We continue to talk about the implications of the prohibition against Mimtso Chavtzecha, spending your time on Shabbos pursuing worldly pursuits or commercial pursuits. And this one will focus on the Dinder Rabban of the prohibition against reading Shtari Hediot, which essentially means contracts. We were concerned people would be involved with contracts, they would come to write or edit the contracts. But the extension of how far this goes is Machlokas. We'll see in a moment. The Bar Tanur goes like the Rambam, that any non-Torah reading is forbidden on Shabbos. Any non-Torah book, even if it's Sifrei Chochma, grammar books, music books, science books, for your enjoyment on Shabbos, still would be forbidden under the prohibition of Shtari Hedios, according to the Rambam, and that's the Bar Tanur, our hero, explains. That is a Machlokas, the Rajba, the Ramban, and others hold that no, indeed, Sifrei Chochma are not Shtari Hedios and doesn't go that far. Be that as it may, in general, we're quite concerned people would come to edit things that are written down, and therefore it says, Mona Adam es Orchav es Parparosav Mipiv. A person can count his guests on Shabbos, meaning he knows he has a number of guests coming, but he didn't, he has to now set the table, let's say, or something. He needs to figure out how many guests are coming. He could do it mipiv, verbally, on his fingers, etc., but not from a rishima, from like a list. And the same goes parparosav, you know, his dishes, how many hors d'oeuvres set out on the table. Again, he can work from a mental list, and he can do it verbally, but he can't work off a menu. It's actually usur, midrabanan, to work off a menu in terms of how you put things out on Shabbos. And the reason is why is twofold. The first, as I explained a minute ago, Shtari Chedios, that this is like a written material, it's not a Torah material, and therefore it's forbidden from beginning to end to do anything with, so keep those away. The other explanation is that this is a concern that one might come to edit, erase from the menu or from the list of people who are coming, and therefore we don't let you work with such lists on Shabbos. So, Mipiv is okay, Avalo Minaksav, but not from a written list. New Halacha here. Umeifis im banav bim bnei b'neiso ala shulchan. The father of the house, he can run like a, so to speak, like a lottery to determine which members around of the family will get which piece of meat, let's say, at the table. One chicken only has, you know, two wings and two legs, so how you divide it up, he can do some kind of like lottery system. This means specifically a father and his household members, the children, etc., because anyways, since he owns the whole chicken, whatever the food is, really it's all his to give out however he sees fit. Meaning, if it wouldn't be the case that it's a father, meaning if you just have, I don't know what, you have two roommates who are sharing an apartment in Manhattan, and they are sharing a Shabbos thing, and they're going to run some kind of lottery, who would get which piece they're fighting over, or they would kind of fight over, it's going to be forbidden. The reason why is because we're afraid that in trying to decide who gets which piece and what's fair, they'll come to weigh or measure the food that they're, you know, splitting up, and there's a prohibition against weighing or measuring. Again, that's also from Mimto Chavtzecha, from doing whole things on Shabbos. One might come to write things down if you're starting to weigh things, etc., and commercial activity, and therefore there's no permission for doing any kind of like a lottery system, meaning that the truth is if two people are kind of mocked on each other, they shouldn't really eat together at all on Shabbos in a way that they're going to have to keep track of who got what if they're going to settle the score later. Friends who, anyways, you know, it's a potluck, would not be a problem. Okay, but lotteries are out. And the Mishnah goes on to say that the lottery issue can extend even further. It says, Ubelvajli is kavan lasos mana gadola keneged katana. Now, there really is a chsuri mechsur. There are missing words here in the Mishnah. We're transitioning away. We're saying now, what I said is true, but now, if you're talking about a general lottery, that would be forbidden under all circumstances, meaning even not on Shabbos, but even on Chol, on any day of the week, you're forbidden to run some kind of like, you know, lottery where there's winners and losers, Mishum Kubia, because it's a separate prohibition, Midurabanan, of gambling. The word Kubia, related to our English word cube, meaning kind of like throwing dice, there's a general Isser Durabanan Mishach Kubia, to play with dice, meaning to gamble. And the reason why is because it's an Isser Durabanan of Gezel, of thievery. And the reason why is because when the two participants enter into the bet, whatever the gambling game is, they're only doing it because they think they're going to win, but after they lose, really they didn't really want to give their money away. They only do give it away willingly because they want to stick true to their word for their reputation, but they didn't actually want to give this money away when they lost their poker hand or their dice throw, whatever it is. Therefore, it's like gezel midrabanan to take the money from the loser. Therefore, gambling in general is forbidden midrabanan, and some kind of lottery system where there are winners and losers, where you intend to have a large and smaller piece, and you're sort of doing things like some kind of, you know, a lottery, is also going to be forbidden. And the Mishnah continues on now to discuss what goes on with the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. It says, "Umatilin chalashim ala kadshim b'yom tov." If their karbanos that are brought on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos for that matter, which are eaten only by the Kohanim. So for example, you have like a chatas, or you have, you know, the chaz and shok of certain shlamim, etc. So those are eaten by the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are said to be, you know, fairly cantankerous. They're likely to Bali Mariva, they're going to fight with one another, and therefore we're allowing them to do the mitzvah of eating the korbanos by way of a of chalashim. Here means like a lottery, because this is on Shabbos. They're not going to write things down, and that's the best way to do it, and it's a mitzvah. So we'll be lenient and let them do it in this way. That's better than having them fight. Avalo al hamanos, but they can't do it on sacrificial parts that were offered and could have been eaten, or at least the lottery could have been done before Shabbos or Yom Tov. That means if, you know, on Friday there's korbanos brought, they could be eaten on Friday night on Shabbos. If they're eating it on Friday night, they can't do a lottery now for what could have been done on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, because that's not necessary to do on Shabbos, and butts up against, again, more kind of quasi-commercial weekday activity, which you want to avoid on Shabbos.